We are in Daf Samrach Amid Aleph. We are here in the Bereise, Anusas Chaveiroi, Mufutas Chaveiroi Lo Yiso, Be'im Noso, Abelozo, Ben Yaakov, Oimer, Havlad Cholo, Vachachomim, Oimrim, Havlad Kosho. We hear in the Machlokes, Abelozo, Ben Yaakov, and the Chachomim, what is the din by Anusas Chaveiroi? Omar Rav Huna Omar Rav Haloche Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. We paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that the Vlad is a cholol by Anusas Chaveiroi. Vechein Omar Rav Gidol Omar Rav Haloche Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Ike da Amri Omar Rav Huna Omar Rav my time at Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Why does Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov hold that Anusas Chaveiroi, the Vlad is a cholo? So the Gemara says, Sovalo ki Rabbi Elazar. He holds like Rabbi Elazar, that Poni Abo ala Pnuye Aso Zaino. So therefore, if she's an Anuse or Mefute, so she Zicher became a Zaino through this Nus. And now, if Kayin Godol is Bayal Ha, so the Vlad is a cholo. A Vlad of Chayvi Lavan de Kahune makes Chalolas. So the Gemara asks, Umi Sova Lei Kevosei? Do you think Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds like Rabbi Elazar? For Kaimalon Mishnas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Kavunoki. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said a little, but whatever he said, it's Vinoki. It's pure. It's we paskin like that. The ilu baho omar rav amram omar rav ein aloche ke Rabbi Elazar. So therefore, it's very difficult to say that that's pshat in Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that the reason the vlad is acholol by Anusas Chaveiroi is because Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds like Rabbi Elazar that ponya b'pnuya sozayne. It's kasha. So it's kasha taket not mistava to say like that. Rav Ashi Omar b'yesh cholol mechayve asay kamiflagi. Rav Ashi says that the machloikis Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and the Chachamim is if there's chalolas from a chayve yase. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov sova yesh cholol mechayve asay. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds there's a cholo mechai v'yese. So mele, even though a bu'ula is a chai v'yese, but the yesh cholo mechai v'yese. The Rabbonon sovri ain cholo mechai v'yese. And the Rabbonon hold there's no chalolos from a chai v'yese. My time, the Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. What is the reason of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that holds this chalolos from chai v'yese? Dechsiv. It says in Pasuk, Almone ugrusha v'chalola zayna es eila lo yikach. Kimsula b'yamav yikach isha, uchsib, and then it says, v'la yechalo zaray b'yamav. On all the previously mentioned cases, there's a lav of la yechalo. So you see that there's chilul zara by a ba'ula. V'rabonon eile hifsi ke'inyim. It's very interesting. Almona grusha v'chalol zayne es eile lo yikach eile and then ki'im sula meyama v'ikachisha. So eile was written to show that there's a difference between the first ones, almona grusha v'chalol zayne and ba'ula. So that's the purpose of the eile. V'Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omar Eile Lemutei Nide. That Eile comes not to be mapsik, and me Eile there's chalolos, and from Nide there's no chalolos. Keman Ozlo Hodesanye me Eile Baraisa Adroshe me Eile to Isa Cholo Viato Isa Cholo Mi Nide. Keman K'Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said that was the purpose of this Eile. So the Gemara asks Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov nichteve la Eile lipsayf. So the Gemara says fine. The Eile was written not to be mapsik, was written to make a drash me eile v'loi mi nide. Fine, but why was the eile put into between the chayve lavin of kunin and the chayve yes of kunin? Say everything and then put the eile. Kasha. So this is a kasha, and this is a kasha according to Rab Ashi's pshat. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi says, "Kerabolozo, the Omar pone yabola pnuya shaloi l'shem ishus aso zayne, the kaima olei belav, umechai ve lavin de kahuna ve avlat cholo." I said the reason from Rabbeleza ben Yaakov is because he holds like Abelozo. That's why the Vlad is Acholo, because it's Chai Ve'ilav in the Kunin. Rav Amro Nakama Bepirkin. So the Gemara says, no, the Machlokes says, Rav Ashi says, V'yashcholo Mechai V'yasei. V'Rabbi Elezer Ben Yaakov, Loiker Abelozo Svirelei. V'lav Zoyne, she's not a Zoyne. V'leikaim Elei B'lav, Ela B'asei. Tersiv besula yikach, veloi beula, velava bo michlala say asay. Tersiv lo yechalal akulu, michlala is going on all the cases, vafula absula yikach, veloi beula de esel. Eile hifsikinyin, tersiv eile bosa chai velav, lashminin eile shem chai velav, chalukin midin chai veyasay. Lamutai nide, Shimbo koyin alishtay nide ein avlad cholo. I don't know why she's to mention ishtay nide. I mean, the chiddush is that nide doesn't make chalolas. It's a chilek if it's ishtay, if it's not ishtay. Belichtelev lipsayf hoyo v'leilif lugino osi. If the purpose of eila is not to be maflig between chai v'lavan and chai v'yese, is let it take us a eila lebsayif kasha the Rav Ashi the muki pluktai betaim bedahani kroi. So it's take a kasha on the according to Rav Ashi. It's shver according to Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Why was the eila written bein chay v'lav and lechay v'yasei? Before we learn Tosfos cholol mechay v'yasei, let us, I don't think we finished the Tosfos, the first Tosfos, Sheni Mishalem Knas, and I have a shtikel ha'ore from the Gemara we are learning now. Tosfos had asked Akasha, Rav Huna Marav wanted to say by Anusas Atzmoy, Mefutas Atzmoy le'yiso v'imnose nosui. Nose nosui means that not he's permitted to remain with her. He has to give her a get. By nosi nosi means that by marrying her, even though he marries her, be'isa, but the nisuyin will accomplish that he doesn't have to give her a knas. That is what Rav Huna Marav said. So Tosfos said, "Esta kasha." But if he has to go and give her a get, so he has to give her the aksube. So. But he's gaining by not paying the knas, he's losing by paying the ksuba. So let us just see the last teretz of Tosfos. Va'oid nire. The ho da omar rav moitzi beget, haino mida rabono. That what it says, moitzi beget, is not mina teretz mechuyiv to give a get. Mina teretz not mechuyiv to give a get, because Avunam Rav also holds the svara of Seifelius Bula Tachtov. No, Mida Rabbonin he has to give a get. And we mentioned yesterday from the Mishnah Lemelech that if she only has to give a get, Mida Rabbonin, so she's also all of Mida Rabbonin, so there's no ksube. So Memele, so there's a, so it says, he has a gevaldike revach, he doesn't have to pay the knas, and he doesn't have to pay the ksube either. Now, Tosfos continues. Now, if we will say that by Anusas Atzmoy, Minatoire, the din is Imnosi, Nosi doesn't have to give a get, according to Rav Huna Marav, is a lahochi noket plukta the Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov banusas chaveiros. So now it's very good why the Gemara mentions the machloikes by banusas chaveiros. The banusas atzmoi moide dloihavi cholo. Because anusas atzmoi is not a cholo. Taisus says a psamoire de kediuk. Taisus says a diuk, why was Rabbi Elazar, why did Rabbi Elazar, l'chayr di yisoy that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is, that chay v'yasei, is also chalolas. So why did Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov shtel zechtavke by anusas chaveiroi? By Nusas Atme is also not a Ba'ula, not a Psula, it's a Ba'ula. So why did he tell Zerchdavka on a Nusas Chaveri? So Taisvi says, but now, the way I'm saying now, that a Nusas Atme in Losa Nosa, it's Mutter, so Memela, so now it's very good. This is a Raya to what I'm saying. So I hear a Ha'or on Taisvi. That's very good. We hear here two Mahalchim in Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The first mahalach in Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov was that he was like Rabbi Elazar, that Ponya bo pnuya also zayne. So the reason she's a chalola is because he was bala zayne. Now Anusas Atmi is also a zayne. So how did Taisus understand this? There's one man, the Yom, the Gemara that says that's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So why wasn't Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov chaylik? And by Anusas Atzmoy. Why did Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov only speak by Anusas Chaveiroi? According to Ravashi, it's good. But there's two mahalchim in the Gemara. I mean, Taisus has a diuk from the Beraisa, a raya to this pshat. I mean, how can you bring a raya if you see the Gemara wasn't noches to this raya? Yimitzinu lameima, the nok at Anusas Chaveiroi, the diach, koichi the Rabbon on the Machshari. I chapson anusas chaveiroi leidiacho koichei derabonon darafilu benusas chaveiroi dat is zichenau svar of seife liyeis tachtov is also machshei tfara cholo. Let's go cholo mechai v'yasei teime. So the Gemara Ravashi wanted to say that the Yisod HaMachloikis between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and the Chumim is if Yesh Cholo Mechai V'Yasei. His time, Kivin Delo Yechalo Koi Nami Abu Ule L'Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, there's a Lo Yechalo on Abu Ule. In kein ein ze chai ve yasei grede, lo yechalo lafu, ki de koma beperik basre de gedushin, bo loike mishum lo yechalo. So why do you say that yesh cholo me chai ve yasei is a lav of lo yechalo? So some bichas Avrom, he doesn't understand Taisvis. He says, lo chayre, the Isser of Lo Yechalo is an Isser of Chilul Zera. Lo Yechalo Zaroi. That's an Isser of Chilul Zera. If a person does a Pu'ula of Chilul Zera, he's Oiver Alav. Bo Aloike. But when is there Chilul Zera? The Chilul Zera is if it's Chai V'Lav and Chai V'Yesei. Yesh Cholo Me Chai V'Yesei means that by Chai V'Yesei, it also will be Chilul Zera. And if it'll be Chilul Zera, so, versteht sich, Yoiva lo Yechalo. But you have to first say, Hanoche, Yesh Chalole Mechai V'Yasei. If you hold from an essay, there's no Chalolos, there's no lo Yechalo. So he doesn't understand Taisvis Kasha. But what's Taisvis Kasha? Taisvis says, there's a love by lo Yechalo. Sure, but the love is, after we say this Chilul, so there's a love not to be Mechalo. Eile hifseke inyin, v'loi mekminin lo yechalo abu ule, so the Chachamim hold, that since it's a hifsek, lo mekminin lo yechalo abu ule, afal gav de mino solik. The fakert, the lo yechalo is right after bule, mishum de mestava tvoi luk meachai v'ilave, that means it's ich, eile hifseke inyin, so it's going on either one. So even though there'd be a shtickle Heichochet, that it goes on the last one, but that's Sicha not Mestavit should go on the last one, on Chayv Yes and not Chayv Yelavim. So I say the other way around. V'ata oise cholo minide, v'teres koyinim, v'thorish, de'itzterech, why do you need a miut? The leinay left lavi cholo mikavu choyma, mahani shem Chayv Yelavim, madach v'chayv Yelavim des chalolos. So by the given schaive krisis, tema de mala monach yaitzibo, shekein hen atzman mischalolois. We hear this pircha before, that you can't learn out from a monach yaitzibo, all the chaive lam de kune, because they themselves become mischalolois. Taimru, the nida, she doesn't become a chalola. Vichitema achinami, that she also should become a chalola. Kivin the bala saw zayne, alay habi zayne. Kivin the tafsi bakdushin. We learned that the sini dasa olav that a need is a bast visus kedushin. So a zayne she can't become. So there's the zicha no halolus in the she zicha not nischalol through the bia. So you can't learn out. So I'd need a special miyut eile the loy need it. Zakt the gemara weiter. Tono Rabbonon Achoisoi Arusem Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yuda Oimrim Metamilo. We're speaking about the Posek Olochoisoi Apsulo Akroiva Eilava Shalehoiso Leish Lo Yitamo. So it says these are from the Shiva Kroivim that a Kohen Hedyot is Metame. So now, we have here machlikas tanoim, how to learn shat in this pasuk. Tana rabbon. Achoisoi aruse rabmeyem rabihuda oimrim metamalo. That a kain hedyid is permitted to be metamed to her. Rabbi Yaisi rab shimon oimrim ain metamalo. He's not metamed. So we have a machlikas by aruse. Anuso mefute divrei hakel ain metamalo. Anusa mefute, everyone holds he's not metamen. Umukas aids, ein metamelo divrei Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon holds amukas aids, you're not metame. Shahoyo Rab Shimon oima, ruyele koin godel metamelo. Shein ruyele koin godel ein metamelo. So therefore amukas aids, which is not ruyele koin godel, is ein metamelo. And we'll see in Rashi and Tosfos that Rab Shimon is not telling us, is not giving us guidelines. No, Rab Shimon holds this a limud, we learn out psula psula from Kohen Gadol. Here it says, l'chaisei ha-psula. And by Kohen Gadol it says, isha b'psuleho yikach. So just like the psula of Kohen Gadol is memayit mukes eitz, so the psula of achaisei psula, whatever is not in the included in the psula, is not considered psula by Kohen Gadol, is not considered a psula legabi tumis achais. So memele, that's what Rab Shimon is saying. That Rab Shimon is saying that so since amukis eitz is nismayit, that she's also ta Kohen Gadol, so she's not a psula that a Kohen Hedyot is permitted to be metamato. That's shot. Rab Shimon Oimer, Ruyi le Kohen Gadol metamelo, Shein Ruyi le Kohen Gadol ain metamelo, because we learn out psula psula from Kohen Gadol. Ubay Geres, metamelo divrei kol odom. Abay Geres, izichem metamel. So we'll see the Gemara's going to ask later, Abay Geres, you also not metame according to Rab Shimon. No, Rab Shimon holds that Marshirim beBaigres. No, we'll see later. So Baigres metame lo divrei kol odom. So now the Gemara will start explaining the machlokes. My time the Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda. Rameh and Yehuda are chaylik and two in Yonim. The chaylik they hold that he's permitted to be metamet to an aruse, and he's also permitted to be metamet to mukas eitz. My time the Rameh and Rab Yehuda, the dor shi hochi, the la'achoisoi apsule prat la anuse umefute. She's not a psula. Yochel shani moitzi af mukeseitz. She's also not a psula. Talmud loima asher loy hoysa leish. Misha viyosa al yedeish. That means that what we are memayit. If she's not a psula, that is davke if she became ois psula through a biyasish. But if she became ois psula through a mukesaitz, so that would not memayit. You need davke ois psula through a viyosa yedeish through a biyasish. Yotzazu sheina viyosa a yedeish. So I mean, this is a pis. And let us say, in mikro yaitzimi de pshute, somehow, they didn't darshan pshute shal mikro, ashaloi hoysalish, shaloisalish poshut means she wasn't nisarislish. That's what it means. And it would say, in other words, that, narusa you're not metame. But they didn't darshan kipshute. And they said, ashaloi hoysalish is telling us, apshat, that a psule, that is nismait, is davke, if she became ois psula al yedei biyasish, la hater amukeseitz. Hakroiva. Now what is hakroiva coming to tell us? Le rabbeis arus. That you could be metame to arusa. Hakroiva, an arusa is hakroiva. She's not by her husband. She's not b'shus baila. She's b'shus avio. So she's hakroiva. Le rabbeis arusa. Eilov. Le rabbeis haboigrus. Eilov comes to be marba boigrus. So the Gemara asks, halama likra, why do you need a posik to be marba boigrus? For Omar Rab Meir, besule afilu mixes besule mashme. Rab Meir holds that besule is afilu mixes besule mashme. So Mamela, so Mixes Psula is also called a Psula. And by Koyen Godl, by a Koyen Godl, the din is a Boigris is also because it says Bisuleho. So the Yud is Marbe, they need it called Bisuleho. But over here it says Psula. So as long as she has Mixes Psulim, she's called a Psula. So why do you need a new Ribui for a Boigris? She don't need a ribi of Eila. So the Gemara answers it's the Sal kedaita chamine neilev psula psula mehosa. I would think you learn psula psula mehosa. Let us say Taisus Pshat. Psula psula mehosa means from Koyin Godl. So just like by Koyin Godl, a boigris is nismayit because of the besuleho. So I would think here also a boigris is nismayit. You're right. Taichvelta besula taka means mitzvah besul. But I think I would learn out the gzeirish of it from Kohen Godel. Is mala holon naro and not boigris avkan naro and not a boigris. Kamash melon that, hey love, that a boigris, one is permitted to be metamatu. The Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Shimon, my tamayu. Now Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon hold that a kohen hedyit is not metame to achoisei arusa. Don't shehochi, they dash in the posik as follows. Vela achoisei absula prat lanusa mefute umukas eitz. They learn that psula is mamayit mukesaitz. Asher loy hoysa. So they don't darshan the drosh of Rameya that have yosa yedeish. So they, because they darshan the mukesaitz is also posul. So they darshan this posul kibshuta. Asher loy hoysa leish. Prat la rusa. That an arusa, a kain hedyid, is not permitted to be metame. Hakroiva, what is that marbe? Le rabbis arusa shenizgarsha. The arusa shenizgarsha, he is permitted to be metamata. That means if the erusin ended, he's permitted to be metamata. Eilov, l'rabbi says habayis. So now the Gemara asks, Hakroivo l'rabbis arusa shenizgarsha. Hakroivo comes to be malba arusa shenizgarsha. Vo'omar Reb Shimon had said, Ru'uya l'koyin godlu, metamelo, shein ru'uya l'koyin godlu, ein metamelo. So how could a koyin hedyit be metame? How could a koyin hedyit be metame to an arusa shenizgarsha? She's not ruya l'koyin godl. A koyin godl is not allowed to marry a grusha. Now we had mentioned that what Rab Shimon says, the ruya l'koyin godl metamelo shein ruya l'koyin godl ein metamelo. It's not famous that he's saying a halacha. We should know the halachas. We had mentioned before, and we'll see klar in Taisvis, that Rab Shimon holds as a gzeirah shaveh. We learn out psula from Kohen Gadol, and just like a Kohen Gadol is also in a mukis eitz, so there's no heter to be metamet a mukis eitz. That's the sfor of Rab Shimon. That means if I want to know what is the taich of psule, I learn out from Kohen Gadol. So therefore the Keraneira asks, she doesn't understand the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara is a kasha. How could Rab Shimon say that an arusha shen is garsha is mutter l'tamislo? She's not mutter l'kohen gadol, but she's a grusha. Rab Shimon is saying, stamazoi in yonim, whoever's mutter to kohen gadol is yelah to be metam. He's saying the optaich of psula. Here it says psula, and there it says psula. So Rameya said, made a dreidel, that you need a psula shahaviyosa ideish, v'loimu kesei. That's Rameya's drosha. No, I hold you learn psula. A psula that's not considered a psula by Kain Godel is not considered a psula by Latamei Lachoisa. That's all what he said. Because he learns psula. So he says he doesn't understand the Gemara's kasha. So how could an arusha shenis garsha, how could be metamala? She's a grusha. About Koponim, the Gemara does ask the kasha. It seems that if you dash in this gzeira shove, somehow you have to dash in every way. And we should be mamayit and arusish in his garsha also. So because we're back to Akasha. We're back to Akasha that according to Rab Shimon darshened psula mikoyin godu. And the Gzeira Shove tells me, Haruye l'koyin godl is metamelo. Ein haruye l'koyin godl ain't metamelo. So how can Rab Shimon say, Narusish and his garsha is metamelo, and Narusish and his garsha is not haruye l'koyin godl? So the Gemara answers, Shani hosom the Rabbi Rachmona Kroiva. It says Kroiva. Good. You're right. You have a Gzeira Shove. But he have a beferish a ribui of kreiva. So kreiva is marba arusha shenizgarsh. So the Gemara says, ihochi mukis eitz nami. Oh, so now you're telling me that even though there's a gzeire shove, and the gzeire shove tells me, psaruya l'koyin godl is metame, but there's ribuyim. More than Ruyila Kain God was metame. So Mukis hates Yosha should be metame. Nami Rabbi. So the Gemara says, Kreiva Achas Veloishtayim. It's only Marbe, one thing which is not Ruyya by Kain God. So therefore, we're only Marbe Arusa Shenizgarsha, and not Mukis hates. So the Gemara says, Umarois, Smeichet Taisi, you should be marba Russish and his garsha, and not Mukesait, or is Avid Bo Maisa, or lo is Avid Bo Maisa. So, it's more mistaver to be marba Russish and his garsha, shlenis Avid Bo Maisa. This is more or less as she's upset. Mukesait is already, this is a, But gam begufe, so this is more mistava to be memayit. So memayit mukeseitz, and we're marbe arusesh and isgarsha. Let us see Rashi and Taisvitz before we go further. Zot Rashi, achoisoi aruso shalkoin hedyet. Aesis Rameya says that Kain Hedyit is metame la choisei aruse, avol nesue. What's with a nesue? Pshitalon da ein metame, dersiv la choisei absula. This is a shvera Rashi, that Aesis is only matter an aruse, and he's not matter an nesue. Now, a nesuah is lav davka abuula. A nesuah you can have nichnasa lechupa v'loi nivala is also a nesuah. So if she's a buula, she's a buula. So just like when we might anusa mefuta, we might, I mean, any buula. That means we might buula. Rashi seems to say, arusa v'loi nesuah. The Yashra Shakiv and what Mahalach wants to say, he adds another three oisies in Rashi, Lachoisei Absula Bechulu. Rashi, the Rai is not from Psula, Bechulu. And what does Rashi mean? It says in the Pasuk that we learned according to Rav Meir that Naruse is one is permitted to be metame to an aruse. Ah, it says, Hashel loy hoiso leish. So he said, Hashel loy hoiso leish means, haviyosa yedeish, if she was ois psula, through a biyasish, so then she's called a bula. If she was a ois psula to a mukasait, she's not called. That's drush. Aber, I mean, ein mikra yoitzim midei pshuta, I mean, there's a posh pshat, Hashel loy hoiso leish means she didn't get married to a person. I mean, that's posh pshat. You're telling me arusa's mutter. Hashel loy hoiso leish means, so it's coming to be memayit and nesuah. That's what the Yashra Shaki wants to say. It can't be memayit arusa, because we have hakroiva. Hakroiva is marba arusa. Hakroiva is marba arusa. And there's a drash of hoiso to be marbe mukeseitz, but ein mikra yaitzim bidei pshutai. Say mikra yaitzim bidei pshutai. So therefore, it was coming to tell us that a nesue is takya also takya. For she wasn't nivel. That's how the Yashra Shakiv wants to say Pshat and Rashi, but like Sefelt V'chulu, I said, when the Suwe Pshit alon da'ein metame, the Sibla Chayse Pshula V'chulu, Shalei Haysalish. That's how, that's he wants to be Metzadet to say. Anuse Mefute, Achayse Shenenza, Eishenispatza. Divrei Hakalei Metamelo, V'taymo Dekulu Meforish Lekamo. Umukas Eitz, Ein Metamelo, Divrei Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon Letame. The Omar b'masnisin mukes eitz asura lekoyin godl. Alme lav b'chlal psula hi. And we'll see in Rab Shimon learns out. Psula. She'ein eruya lekoyin godl eim etamla. Dohoche vohoche psula ksik. So we learn out. Whatever is not considered a psula by koyin godl is not considered a psula by Tumas Achayis. Divrei Kolodo. Now, a boigris, everyone holds that he could be metame. Bafilo Rabbi Meir, the apostle boigris lekoyin godu. He passes a boigris. Ochelinyin tumis rabbi kidalakamo. Now we'll see later in the Gemara. Bsula pradla nusim efute. Shaina bsula. Yachol sheni moitzi av mukesait she'ein apsula. It's also not a psula. So the Gemara says no. It says haviyosa al yedayish and hakroive lerabois esa harusa. Beitzach leribuye. Why do you have to be marbe? There was no meat. The leitema shalehoisa prat la harusa. Shehoisa lish the havaye loshin kedushne. Poshut I should say. Pashta dekra means she didn't make erison.
So Akoiv is Marbarusa. So then Akocha Shaloi Haisa we use for other Limudim. Hachigasi, Lomalika, why do we need a Pasik to tell us that a boigres is mutter, Eilov, Larabis is a boigres, V'omar Rameya Psula mixes Psula Mashme. Rameya holds that Psula means she's called a Psula if there are still mixes Psulim left. Le'elo mehochi. Mide'itzrich le'michtav b'psula le'gabi koin godo lo'hoitzi yes ha'boigris. Le'ramei, mechlal de psula, boigris nami mashme. So me'mele, so the Gemara asks, so why do you need a new ribui to be marbe boigris? Psula, a boigris is called a psula. So the Gemara says, now if it would say, if I wouldn't have this ribuy of Eilov, I would yalef mehosom. So we mentioned before, Tosef Shah mehosom means from Kohen Gadol. Rashi says, mehosom ki motze ish naro besula. We'll see Tosef does not like this pshat. Now, let us see the Tosef on this Amid before we go further. Eilov le rabbeis haboigris. We had, according to Rameya, Eilov l'rabbeis haboigres. V'imtoima lomo li Eilov nirbi boigres mivloi hoiso le'ish k'demabina minei mukes eitz. So Tosi asks a very interesting kasha. We are marbe mukes eitz, that you need that she should be ois besula haviyosa al yedeish. That means a ipsula is not metame if she became an ipsula through an ish. If another sibe made her an ipsula, so that's not nismayit. And therefore, if she lost a psulim through a mukis eight, she's not nismayit because tafka to aydei biyasich. So Taisvah says a boigris also lost a psulim not through an ish. She lost it. That's the seder ha'ispatchus of a nara. When she becomes a boigris, she loses a chelik of a psulim. So why do you need a new ribui? Let's use the same drosha that is marbe mukesaitz. It should be marbe boigris. V'yesh loima. So Tosfos says, you're right. But the ilav elov, if it wouldn't say the elov, have mukminin loy hoisa le boigris kreide. You're 100% right. I would use the loy hoisa le boigris kreide. The boigris mistave le rabbis tvei mi mukes eitz. Mishum de mukes eitz isave b'maise. So me meilen, I'd only be marbe one case. I'd only be marbe boigris and not mukes eitz. Lohi muki eilov dichsiv v'reishe. That means the Gemara did not bring down the posik yisidron. Hashaloi hoysalish, it says after labor. Hoysai, Hapsula hakroiva eilov, asheloi hoysolish. So therefore, first we marbe from eilov, boigres. And therefore, after I marbe boigres, lehoysolish, tachsiv besoy, muki le mukesaitz. Vechein mashme, the boigres adifim im mukesaitz. I'll bring you another guy that a boigres is better than a mukesaitz. Tabe boigres loy pligi. K'diktoni, boigris matamala divrei kolodo. And mukis eitz is a machloikis. Rab Shimon holds a mukis eitz. He's not matamala. So you see, a boigris is more psule than a mukis eitz. So memele, so fakel, so the seder hadroshis is, if I have a ribui, I would first be marba boigris. So fakel, so that's the seder. So Eilov, which says before shalei oiso, is coming to be marbe boigris, and then Ashaloi Hois is coming to be marbe mukesaitz. Boid nire, dimimash mois psule mimata mukesaitz. The taitch of psule is a mukesaitz is not a psule. Afilu l'rab meya. A fula made holds psula mixas psula mashme, but a psula does not mean a mukasait. Be the porich gabi boigris, but holoma likro. Why do you need a posik to be matir a boigris? Psula's mixas psulim. The gabi mukasait loy porich ochi. Why do you need a posik to be matir a mukasait? Because it says psula. So you see, a mukasait is not a psula. So the first posik, the first ribui, we say goes on boigres. It's very good why the Gemara brought down first this drosha. Avor gab d'chsiv b'soiv. Mishim d'mashmois psula havalom muti mukyaseitz. That means, as soon as he said psula, he wanted to say, why aren't we memayit from psula mukesaitu? So, chvosh mitzchab meshaloi hoysalish. Neilef psula, psula mehosa. So now the Gemara is takasha, according to Rameya, why do you need a ribui of Eilov l'Rabbi says, ha-boigres, Rameya personally holds that psula is mixas psula mashme. So memela, so I know automatically that a boigres is muta. She's a mitzvah psula, and that's all that you need. So the Gemara says, no, I would think, without the Eilav, I would think we darshan psula psula mehosam. Oimer Rabbeinu Tam, mehosam, what does the mehosam mean? It's a loshen sosum, aina mikoyin godl. The loike moishe perish bekuntres the mipsula da oinis and mefata koma. No, mehosa means koi godo, v'chein nirelari. The bekula shmaita lay airi b'yoinis and mefata. We never mentioned in this whole sugi oinis and mefata. Lay havale lameima mehosam over there. Where's the there? Al havale meima meima behedya b'yoinis and mefata. Al mehosam ainu kain godo ke the perish rabbeinu tam, da airi b'y. Umishum da rab shimin gomro mehosam pakel. The rab shimin that said his yesod. That kol, that Rabbi Shimon said is yesod. Ruyi l'koyin godol metamish, ein ruyi l'koyin godol ein metamish. So Rabbi Shimon was the one that said that we should learn tumas krivim from koyin godol. So memela, so we had mentioned already this limud. So the Gemara is going. So I would think fakel. I would think that that's what Rameya said, without the Eilav, I would think we learn out from Koyin Godlu, Timimayet HaBoigris. So we're speaking about this drosh already. The Hosom was already mentioned in Rab Shimon's drosh. Umishum de Rab Shimon Gomre Mehosom, Kasalka Daitach Neilev Mehosom, Kidekoma. In that, Mshat and Rab Shimon is because Itake learns a Gzeira Shava from Kohen Godel. Not Rab Shimon is just telling us a klal. If you want to know who you're permitted to be metame, just look up who's permitted to Kohen Godel. Midepor besomach v'omar Rab Shimon ruye Kohen Godel. Hey, so the Gemara is the kasha. How could Rab Shimon say that an Arusish and his garsha is mutalatames, and Arusish and his garsha is not mutalakoin godel, viporich mishum da ena klal emes, miyala have a mishani midi. So, that's the kasha. So he said, oh, there's a ribui. It says kroiva. So, but you said klalim, so don't say you're klalim. If the kasha on Rab Shimon is Rab Shimon said a klal, if you want to know who to be metames, I'm telling you a klal. Whoever a Kohen Gadol is permitted to marry, a Kohen Hedyot is metame, so your klal is wrong. He's not permitted to marry a grusha. You're telling me permitted to be metame to a rusish and his garsha. So the Gemara doesn't, she says it's a posik. So fine, the posik is good, but your klal is wrong. So it's not Rabbi Shimon is saying a klal. Rabbi Shimon is saying a mekoyel. That fakat we have a limud from Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara says, I bezoi, if we have a limud, let's learn this out also. So the Gemara says, I have a ribui, a kroiva. A levadi poch, the Bekoyin Godel, havelei lemelef. Umukes eitz mehosem gomelo, Rab Shimon, kititonye bedye bebreis, a ruye lekoyin Godel. That's taka the reason he's memayit mukes eitz, because he does learn out from Koyin Godel. The lab the mita rachmanu mukaseit mi bibisuleho achi kol bisuler kayomim the goma mehosam havlele midrashochi mishav yose deishot zabukaseit afinen hosam mehoche. No, fakir, since they have a beferi shalimad over there. That a Kohen Gadol was also mukaseit smela. Now I learned fakir, Kohen Hedyet from Kohen Gadol. Let us see a little further. The Rabbi Yossi. Now we hear over here as follows. Rabbi Meir holds, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda hold that a Kohen Hedyet is metame to achoisei arusa. They also hold that a Kohen Hedyet is metame la achoisei mukeseitz. That's Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi hold that he's not metame to an aruse. And Rabbi Shimon said he's not metame to bukeseitz. That Rabbi Shimon said. And Rabbi Yossi did not speak about a bukeseitz. Rabbi Yossi only agreed with Rabbi Shimon on aruse. On bukeseitz, he didn't say anything by bukeseitz. So it would seem that Rabbi Yossi holds that a Kohen is metame to mukis eitz like Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Now that's what the Gemara is going to speak about. So the Gemara says as follows. Rabbi Yossi midi shofke lebar zuge. That means when it came to he's not metame to arusa, he was together with Rabbi Shimon. When it came to Mukaseitz, Rabbi Shimon said he's not metame to Mukaseitz, and Rabbi Yossi abstained. He didn't say his what he holds. Is mechlal the Mukaseitz krameya svirulei? So he holds like krameya. That what it is metame to Mukaseitz minole. So the Gemara says nahadus krameya no Mukaseitz miloi hoysole ish havaya yedei ish. That she has to lose a psulim to a biyasish, not to a mukaseitz. Like Rameya. But Rabbi Yossi can't use this drosha. V'afikta, he uses this drosha to tell us that an arusa is also. So the Gemara answers, chad mi lehoysa, v'chad mi leish. From lehoysa, he learns that an arusa is also. Mi leish, he learns that the whole kilkul besulim is through a biyasish, and not to a mukaseitz. Let us see Rashi. Midishavki lebarzuge, the Gabi Mukis eitz, midishavki lebarzuge, the Gabi Mukis eitz lepolig ele Rab Shimon lechudei. Rab Shimon holds that he's not metamet hamukis eitz, vishavke Rab Yossi, vahave barzuge baruse, Rab Yossi agrees with him by aruse, mechlar the mukis eitz, kerameyes virale le Rab Yossi, the metamelo. So the Gemara asks, how does he know it? Milay ha'isa, the dor shel Rab Meir, mishav yosa yidayish. So the Gemara asks, v'afke Rab Yossi lohitzi es arusa. The Gemara says, chad milay ha'isa, lohitzi es arusa. Milayish lemishrei mukes eich, einem kulkeles al yidayish. Period. So now let's go further. Eilov. It says, Eilov l'rabbeis ha-boigris. That from Eilov we know that he's metame to ha-boigris. So the Gemara asks for Omar Rab Shimon, psula shleima mashme. We heard before, that's the svara of Rab Shimon, by Kohen Gadol, psula shleima, psuleo comes to tell us, afilu ha-boigris. But al kaponim, the taich of psula means psula shleima. So the Gemara is asking Akasha, so here it says lachoisei apsula, which means not a boigris. So how could Eilov come to be marba boigris? It says psula shleima mashma. So he answered, time of the day, nami hosa mehochi. The dorish achi fakir, that's how he knew that psula means psula shleima. Me the Eilov le rabbi is a boigris. If you need a ribui for a boigris, why need a ribui for a boigris? Usad boigris not. So this is the Makar of Rab Shimon. Let us see Rashi. Va'omar Rab Shimon la'el, b'sula shleima mashma.
midiitzach besuleha lemishri baigres lekayin gadol. Let us see Taisvitz. For Omar Rab Shimim Sula Shleim Amash, Metayme. So Taisvitz says, the Gemara is Moiradik Modne. The Le'el Porich, before the Gemara asked on Rab Meir, Lom Ali Lerabis Aboigres, Omar Rab Meir, Psula, Afilo Mitzas Psula Mashme, the Gemara is on Rab Meir. Psula means Aboigres is also good. So why do you need Eilo? Mashma di have sova psula shleime, but if psula means psula shleime, lave kosher lo midi. So it's very good, and I understand Ramei beautifully. Psula means psula shleime, so therefore need a riboy avelov to be marba abaygris. And now, Rab Shimon who holds psula means psula shleime, the more is, why is abaygris mutter? Fakelt, you're not consistent at all. In Ramei, yes, why do you need elov? Psula means abaygris. Now Rab Shimon says the psula means the psula shleima. So yes, so why is he permitted to be metam at aboygris? Okay, I mean, why is the parach ipche? Why marida hachi parach hachi? The Gemara asks here a different kasha. For Omar Rab Shimon psula shleima mashme. Rab Shimon knows psula shleima. Olo hachi machsher hasen bekayin godel boygris. So that's why he's machsher aboygris, because psula means psula shleime, and therefore psuleho comes to be mater aboygris. Vimkein, so since he holds psula shleime, that's why he was mater aboygris by koyin godu. Vimkein lomeli hoche elav l'rabbeis boygris, neile psula psula mehosom. That's from the Gemara's kasha. Vakert, since you have this, you say that psula shleime mashma, and therefore you are machriach that a koyin godu is mutter in aboygris, and you darshim psula psula, so why do you need now a new drosha that you metame to aboygris? If you hold, since you hold psula shleima mashma, so you hold that boigris is mutter by kain godu, so therefore it should be mutter to letame at slots, exeire shove. Meshani time at the day nami meyoche. So he answered, yeah, you know, I know that psula means psula shleima from here. If I wouldn't have here, I wouldn't know over there how to dashna. So therefore you need the drosha here, psula and eilof. Bim toima. Pektach tois was fine. Now that we know that a kain hedyit is metame to a boigris, is lomo li yud de besuleo la'el la'achshi boigris ne'el me'hoche. So Taisvus is asking, according to Rab Shimon, that does darshan, does make a gzeira shava b'sula b'sula, you learn out tumis kain hedyit from kain godel, so fakert. So the Mekoyah that Psula means Psula Shleim, I learn out from Tumis Achis. And now it says, but by an Achis, if she's a Boigris, he's permitted to be Metametor. So now let's learn out that a Kohen Gadol is also permitted to be Metametor, a Kohen Gadol is permitted to marry a Boigris. For Mori, Eina Chanami. You're right. Without the Yud, you can also learn that from here. The Tzorech Lemichtav Hosam Besula Ha B'Yud. Bishub de binyanachalay epshalamichtav yito shall base the bivsuleho, the midrash nechi kol bivsuleho, kayomim lamutish like a daka mukaseitska the frishis lel. So Taisv is saying, the emis, you're right. The etzim din of baigris, you could learn out. But the yud I need, because I have to darshan bivsuleho, so you need a ribui psulim over here, kol bivsuleho shleimim. So memele, so therefore the yud, was written because of the drosha of to be mamayit shaloi kedalka. Now we're starting a new sugya. Tanya, Rab Shimon ben Yoichoy Oimer, Giyoyres Pchuse Mibashole Shonim Vyayim Echot Ksheira Lekuhune. That Giyoyres, that was Nizgaya Pchuse Mibashole Shonim Vyayim Echot, and it would seem over here that it's Shaykh Geiris Minatoire by a Pchusmi Basholei Shonim. Taisvis in Sanhedrin, that's a Mechesim at Beis, is Mevayer. Even though in Schiyah Lekotten, this is a different parasha of Schiyah, and there's a Pseinion of Schiyah that one can be Megayer, a Goite. Pchusmi Basholei Shonim Vyayim Echot, so if she was Nizgaya, Pchusmi Basholei Shonim Vyayim Echot, Ksheiro Lekohune. Now, there's a Meirdike Rashi over here, Sheira lekuhune loy magzekinen lo kizoyna. Now, this Rashi is saying a mouthful, and Rashi is saying as follows. That means, we're talking about a goita that was Nisgaya when she was 2.5 years old. Fine. So now, so Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, we have a whole sugya with limudim. So Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, you know, a kohen is permitted to marry her. Why? Because I assume that when she was 2.5 years old, she wasn't mezaneh. So, in other words, it means as follows. That means, if I wouldn't assume that, so then she'd be also. Oh, but since I assume at 2.5 years old, she wasn't mezaneh, so that's why she's mutter l'koyim. So the Ritva asks, and if she was mezaneh by 2.5, she's a lav bas bia, so she becomes a zoyne. If not bechlal, how she would, I mean, how, what kind of zoyne she is. Al koponim, what kind of zoyne, I mean, go with a goita, she becomes a zoyne. It's a problem. But before we solve any problems, let's just learn through the sugya with Rashi. But that's what Rashi learned. Rashi learned that a chusami bas gimel, Rab Shimon ben Yochai holds she's muta because I'm permitted to assume she wasn't mezaneh. And he brings a posik. Shenema, we'll see in a minute. Shenema v'chol hataf banoshim asher lo yodu mishkab zocher hachil. And we'll see later, this means, kol ataf banoshim asher lo yodu means, not that before they weren't nivul, no, they're not roi to be nivul. They're not roi leida. Chusmi bas gimel, hachil lochem. So, hachil lochem, that means you can marry them. So, an often a posik, you can marry a chusmi bas gimel. Vare Pinchas imoen. The Pinchas was niskayin, he was a kayin already. And the posik says, hachil lochem. No, so the Torah gave a heter that Pinchas is permitted to marry this time. If she's a chusmi bas gimel. She should be a zoyne. Is the guy? I'm not chayish that she was mezane. The rabbonon and the rabbonon achoy lekar Rab Shimon ben Yochai. Another said the rabbonon hold. I am chayish. She was mezane. So I, what's the hachil lochem? Labodim lishvoches. Hachil lochem. Who says it means leishus? It means labodim lishvoches. So the Gemara asks. So now
we understand that it's the yisod of machloikis is not a machloikis in svore. Can I assume that she was mezana? She wasn't mezana. I mean, not permitted to assume that. It's that what's working with psukim, but the psukim are telling us that's a Rashi learned shot. These assumptions, according to Rav Shimon ben Yochai, the posik is telling us I'm permitted to assume she wasn't mezana. And the rabbonim say you have no such posik, and if you have no such posik, there's nothing to assume by a goite. The laprusim ibas gimel already is also one can assume she was mezaneh. The posik means labodim lishvoches.
Ihochi, so the Gemara says. Now listen, if you're learning out from the posik, so let's be realistic. V'chol hataf banoshim. Asher lo yodu mishkav zocher lochayre means something else. It means a taf. That's, it's not a gedoyle. Asher lo yodu mishkav zocher. That's what it says. So yachi b'asher lo shonim v'yoymech od nami. Doesn't say if it says chusim ibas gimel. So the Gemara says, now you have to learn how to dash in the posik. Kid the Rav Hune. The Rav Hune romi. Rav Hune est astira tu psukim. Ksiv kol isho Yoidas ish lemishkav zocher haregu. So now, pashta de kro means, a isha is a gdoila. Yoidas ish lemishkav zocher means that she was nivul. Haregu, you kill. So I can derive from this posik, ha eina yoidas, but an isha, a gdoila, that wasn't nivul, kaimu. That's what it says. Isha, yoidas ish lemishkav zocher haregu. So I can be memayit. An isha she'ena yedas is yekaimu, number one. And number two, I'll also be memayit, michlal da hataf, it says isha. Isha yedas. So I can make two miyutim. Isha she'ena yedas, and taf yedas. That's what it seems. We call the paf ben yodu ben lo yodu kaimu. Uchsiv, and now it says another posik. B'chol at paf ban, so from this posik, I mar betaf yodas, that it's hachiyu lachem. And then it says another posik, b'chol at paf banoshim, asher lo yodu mishkam zocho hachiyu lachem, that the hachiyu by taf is only by lo yodu, o yodu haroigu. So if we'll learn the pasuk kipshutoi, that yoidas means that she was nibul, and lo yoidas means she wasn't nibul, so now I have a stira between both psukim. Havi oimel, b'ru'uya liboil, akosov midaber. The pasuk yoidas and lo yoidas does not mean yoidas bepoil, it means ru'uya liboil. And how now the psukim are good, we'll see in Rashi. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Yehochi afilu bazgimu shonim nami liska shel Rav Shimon. Ubulvad sheloi ta'ini velas. Dekro anivelas u deko kopit. Kol taf banoshim asher lo yodu. That's all what it says. Vuz lo yodu. Ubulvad sheloi ta'ini velas. Dekro anivelas u deko kopit. Lebekoma kol shein nevelas achi lochem. So Mora says, no, you didn't learn the psukim correctly. Kedaravuna, leimotzis amrita bazgimu shonim leima kro hachyu. Taravuna romi, isha mashme gdoilo. Vekoma kro yoidas haroigu. So I have this formula. A gdoile, that's yoidas haroigu. So memeila, vishaina yoidas hachyu. Mechlal de taf, that's not an isha, loish nohim, loish noh hachyu. There's a stir of these two psukim. Al kochacho yedas dekro. Ba'asher lo yodu. Lav yidiye mamish koma. Dim kele metal siduki dekro. If it means yodu, yidiye mamish, so the psukim are stir of it. Elo beru'uya liboil akosu medaber. Yedas means ru'uya liboil. B'chol isha haru'uya leida haroigu. Ashtemashme, so if it means, it doesn't mean a maisebi, it means ru'y leboil. So b'ashtemashme isha afilu ta, so if yedas means ru'y leboil, so now al kochoch, isha does not mean agdoile, because it means ru'y leboil. Is b'ashtemashme isha afilu taf bas gimu, the ruyeleida, the leitedek otaf ben yodi ben lo yodi hachi, the beruyika mishtoiko alachi lachem de kamarachmone bepchuse mi basholish kamar, that is hachi. Beruyele boil af apishalay nivelo, kshoime bechol taf ashalay yodo hachi, o isha af apishalay yodo harigo av beruyele boil kamishtoiko. Let us see Taisvis, Aina Yadashya Kaimur. He said, Bemison, the Kasha was not from Aina Yadas. The Kasha was really from Taf, that Yadas. So Taisvis says, like, Hoyetzoch Lemedekochi, Eloho Taf, Afili Yadashya Kaimur. That's the Kasha. Lasheroitza Lahakshis Mishneim. The one says a double Kasha. Chalisha Yadas Mashme, the Aina Yadas is Kaimur. Betaf nami afilu yedas kaim. I can make two diyukim from this posik. Ubeidach kroyev two fakerte diyukim. Beidach kro taf asher lo yodu, mashma ho yodu, oi gdoi lav afilu lo yodu haroigu. So the Gemara wants to ask a double kasha. Yemam mishtir dike diyukim. So the Gemara says, beruye leboil akosuv medaber. The posik is being about ruye leboil. The yedasish hainu ruyel adasish. Vahodach siv isha demashra davke gdoile. So why did the Torah, hainu mishim delikshe kroy, the Torah wrote isha that I should come to this conclusion that that's pshat and posik. Because if I learn kipshut, I'll have a stira. Mitoich kach mukmin de beruye leboil akosu medabe. De iloi kosav isha elastam. If it wouldn't mention ish, it would say one posuk b'chol yedas ish, hava mine da haikro, nami betaf ayri, u betaf yedas haroigu, Kishaina Yedas Yekaimu. What's one pasuk here by Tas, by Taf, Lo Yedas is Yekaimu. Then it says another pasuk Yedas Yaroigos. I'd say that's also speaking about Taf. And that's Yaroigo. Avogdoila Afilu Ein Yedas Aroigo. So I wouldn't come to the correct drosha. So therefore, the Gemara, therefore the pasuk wrote Isha. So Mele, now I can't say such a thing. Now I have a stir in the Tupsukim. I have a stir in the Tupsukim. So I figure out that Yedas means really boil. Zakte Gemara, Mino Yodi. How, so Bekitzel, the pasuk tells us that a Pchusami Bas Gimel was Hachiu. More than a Bas Gimel was Yaroigo. Mino Yodi, how did they know by the Bnois Midyon what their age was? Pchusami Bas Gimel, Yasmi Bas Gimel. Omar Rav Hune Bar Bizne, Omar Rav Shimon Chaside, Hevirum Lifnei Hatzitz. That they were Mava, all of them Lifnei Hatzitz. Kol Sheponeho Meirikois, Biyadua Shiroi Leboil. Kol Shein Poneho Meirikois, Biyadua Sheino Roi Leboil. Omar Rav Nachman Simen Laveira Hadroike. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Poneo Merikais Neishoyo Adroiken Pneim Shal Ivre Avere Merikin. There's a very interesting Malay Harayim here, with Tesaka Kasha and the Gemara later, but it's not Negeya the Kasha, it's Negeya the Pshat what he says. He says, how, there was a Ness that whoever was passed by the Tzitz is Poneo Merikin. That their face became erikos, it became pale, white. So he says, what's pshat? So he says, because there was a haloche, that whoever was really boiled, was chayiv misa. So, iiu loichozi mazlochozi, if you're standing in front of the tzitz, so they felt already that the chayiv misa that was able to become this bara from standing in front of the tzitz is the moirikos was from the pachad misa. So it comes very interesting. So it's very interesting. That's the hemshech of the gemara. So the gemara says simin lad veire hadroiken abala veire. It's also if iu loichazi mas loichazi. So his face is also pale because already the einish already is mustard lavoi. Just let's see Taisvis, Shimon Ladveir Hadroikin, Ayideveire Bo Hadroikin. And Hadroikin is a machle. Kedemrini Bemem Hadroikin. Hadroikin Lav Haini Yarkin. Kedoma Baroye. Aber Tzash Yesh La Hadroikin Yeroikis Ponim Kediyoma Dachol Sheponeo Meirikis.